Here's a thought I'll title Refining the Project. Surprisingly enough, I've learned an incredibly valuable photographic lesson by watching people who draw, pencil and charcoal sketchers, for example. People whose artwork is completely done freehand with a pencil and paper, and that's their only tools. And by watching people who draw, I've noticed a couple of interesting things. Their process appears to be always the same. They start off with a real rough shape, a big oval and maybe a line or something that doesn't look at all like what they're going to end up with. And then they add a little more, and then maybe there's a shading, and then another strong line, and then another shape. It's like they're sneaking up on the finished thing. The process is always to roughly sketch the basic shapes first, and then refine, refine, refine. The vast majority of their time is spent refining. Compare that to photography. We run out in the world with our camera, we see a composition, we click the shutter, we're essentially done. There's no sense of refining in the sense that people who do drawing refine. We don't start off with a rough sketch with big circles and a few lines and then start adding more subtleties and details. No, we capture all the subtleties and details at once. But we can use their technique when we start doing processing. Start with the big thing and then slowly work our way into the smaller and smaller details. The way that makes sense to me in a photographic workflow, refining, 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 is you start first with the final crop. Then next you pay attention to things like contrast and brightness, and then slowly work your way into the details that might need to be cloned out or brightened, the whole world of modifying and adjusting individual masked sections of the image. So we're constantly working our way in through more and more refinement. When I think about my workflow in this regard, it seems to me that I probably spend 10% of my time, maybe 20 at the most, doing things like cropping and adjusting brightness and contrast. The 80 to 90% of my time is spent refining individual small components, sometimes tiny components, in the picture. The devil's in the details, as they say, but the details are always seen in context of the bigger picture, of the overall. I guess in my mind's eye, I think of this as a narrowing process. You start with the whole image, and you narrow your attention down and down and down into the smaller, smaller, smaller components that need a little tweak here, a little tweak there. I might also add that the same philosophy works for developing a project in photography. I start by just gathering way more images than I know I'm going to have room for in the final project, but I'm fleshing out the bigger picture. I'm trying to see relationships and which images have a big impact in the project. And then I start discarding until I get down to a collection that's getting close to where I'm going to end up, but still might need some further refining. Then I start refining in terms of the processing for the project. Is it going to be contrasty? Is it going to be warm tone? Is it going to emphasize high key or low key? What's the mood of the project going to be? Refining, refining, refining. Well over 3/4 of my creative time is spent refining. And I think that's a direct lesson from our fellow cousins in the visual arts who have shown us the way with their pencil drawings.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.